This week's parasha is quite appropriately labeled Chayisora, the lives of Sori Menu. Kul and Shav on the Taiva. Amunu epitomized what it means to be a tzadekes, mitchilos atzoifa, from the beginning to the end. Ar kedei kach, that the Maral writes in the Chudushi Agodas and Sanhedrin Samachtesam at Beis, talks about the idea in his Gor Aryeh as well, the end of Parshas Noach, an idea that's expressed by Rameir Shapiro in the Meridas, by Soloveitchik, Reflections on the Rav, and by the Torah Tamimo, by many others as well, even the brother of the Marami Prague in a lesser-known work called the Igeras HaTiyul, and the Chelek HaPshati also mentions this idea, and that is that Sarai was not going to be her name, Kisara Shema. What was her galus? Her galus is that if you're married to the king, automatically you become the queen. So even though Avraham Avinu's name was changed from Avram to Avraham, Kila Avram on Goyim Nisatich, by Sarah we encounter no explanation. The Torah stopped right there. Avram is merely told, don't call her Sarah any longer, he's Sarah Shema. Thank you very much, but what's the reason why Sarah Shema? Torah says they all say, because if you're married to the Avram on Goyim, a Mela Bakorchach, you become automatically the queen. If you marry the king, you marry the Avram on Goyim, by definition you're going to be the queen, the princess over everybody in the world. But explain to Maral, granted, that might be the transformation from Sarai to Sarah, but that wasn't her first name. Before we even were introduced to this Choshev Tzadekes as Sarai, we knew her as what? At the end of Parshas Noach, we knew her as Yiska. And the galus of Yiska we see from the Gemara in the first parak in Megillah Yedala, that she was a kol socha miyofya, and she was soch the bruch hakaydish, and Rashi mentions the idea of nisichut, of aristocracy, nobility. So whether you hold that it's an idea of aristocracy, nobility, whether it's an idea of everyone gazed at her beauty, an idea of soch the bruch hakaydish, she herself gazed into the future with the ruch hakaydish in its civil orange, or whether you learn the pasuk that it was a nevuah mamish, either way you see she made it onto the list of the Zayin Nevias, and she was a tremendous tzadekes even before she met Avraham Avinu. She's already called Yiska, that means her ticket to greatness was already attained before she even wed the Avraham on Goyim Nisatich. Before we knew her as the Sarai, and ultimately as the Sarah or Kol HaMos Kulam, we knew her first and foremost as Yiska, and that was her ticket to greatness. That was Kul and Shav on the Taiva. She was great from the very outset, as opposed to Avraham Avinu, we're not the ones saying it. We have the Machlekes in Chazal, the Gemara Nedarim, the various Midrashim, Shita Saravim, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and Aleph Gimel. The idea that Avram was either 3 or 40 or 48 or 50 years old. Different Shitas bending about Chazal. How old precisely was Avram Avinu when he was Makir Asbaro? He came to the recognition, but Zog the Ramam, that he was Obedim Olam. He worshipped idols together with his family until either the age of 3 or 40, whenever he came to that recognition. He was Obedim Olam. So he was the classic Baal Tshuva, the classic Ger, the classic Gimel. But Sarai was cool and shown on the Tova. She was great from the very beginning to the very end. That's the galus of Sarai. So based on the Maral, she attained the Madrega of Yiska and all that it embodied even before she met and certainly before she went out from Avinu. But now that we got to know her through Lech Lecha and Parshas Vayera, and you see, part of her galus clearly was she married Avraham Avinu. She was married to the Tzadik Ador, to the first of the Ovos. So you might think that perhaps when Avraham Avinu comes to be maspid her at the beginning of this week's parasha, and that clearly the hesped is going to be what? I'm coming to be maspid her, not only for her own greatness, but I'm coming to be maspid. So of course, so she was my wife. You should know what she did for me. You should know how she made me. You should know that she was the greatest wife. And she was an Eishes Chaver. She's the wife of the Talmud Chacham, of the Tzadik Ador, and the Gilad Ador. Comes along the note of Yehuda and his drashas, Avas Tzion and Drozayin, and Zog to Yecheskel Anon, the Heilige note of Yehuda. You see from the beginning of the parasha, Vayavo Avram, Lispol Lissara, Vilav Kaisa. What do I need to know? Lispol Lissara, the word is superfluous. The whole parasha is Chayisar. The beginning of the parasha deals with the death of Sarah. So I know the subject of the Pasuk. I need an extra word. Lis, it should say simply, Lissavda, Vilav Kaisa. He came to eulogize her and to cry, to shed some tears. What's the additional mention of Sarah's name? Zokta note of Yehuda Navas Tzion. And you should know that when Avraham Avinu came to be Masmid, he didn't say anything about, oh, she's an Eishes Chaver, she's the wife of the Rosh Hashiva, the wife of the Tzadik Ador. You know where Galus is? I'm coming to be Masmid Sarah for who she is. Sarah as Yiska and Sarah as the Sarah Kolos in her own right, not because she's married to me, not because she's even my wife, it's because of her own self-attained godless. And what's the ultimate praise? Kula and Shavu on the Taiva. She's the biggest Raya to corroborate that, to bolster that very idea is she was great way before she knew me, way before she met me, way before she married me. She was already Zaycha to Ruach HaKadosh and ultimately attains a higher Madrega. Shema Vakola, greater in Ruach HaKadosh, greater in Nevuah. That was Sari Medush. Kulam Shavu'l HaTayva, that's Lispod L'Sara, Philip Kosa. I'm coming to be masked her in her own independent right. She attained Galus. So how are we going to find a match for Sarah? Here's someone who was perfect from the beginning until the end. How are you going to find somebody like that to continue the matriarchal line, the Derech of the Imos? Yitzchak is quite worried. How are we going to find... And of course, the rest of the parsha, the remainder, deals precisely with this very topic, finding the worthy recipient to take over where Sarah Imenu left off. The one to be the rightful and deserving Amali Makaima. But if her makom was that she was cool and shovel in the time, she was great from beginning to end, there was no other woman like that. What are you going to get? So Avraham Avinu sends Eliezer, I want you to go out to find the Benos Lavan. We know the famous Drosh Saran. The Ram tells us in Drosh Gimel of the Droshes that, what are you going there? Old day of Odezara Teretz Yisrael, but at least they're not going to meet us. At least they meet us, Tavis. If they have Kormash Kofis, you can change around Ashkofis. You can alter them. You can change their Mabat HaChayim, the life perspective. But meet us, that's the foundation, that's the basis, the Tashtit. We need somebody with Midas Tovus. Writes the Ksav Sefer that Yitzchak Avinu Cheshved that it's Besena as long as they're Midas Tovus and innately, inherently, this woman is a good person. As long as my mother's alive, my mother's going to educate her. My mother will be the best Kala teacher in the world. She's the biggest Tzadikah. She's a Tzadikah Sador. She'll educate her. So whomever I ultimately marry, Yitzchak says, I have nothing to worry about. As long as my mother, Sari Meidu, is alive, writes the Ksav Sefer, she'll educate, she'll teach, and she'll go out and turn my wife into a Tzadikah. But now Yitzchak is also broken. Now he's all worried, Chalisha Sadas, because now Sarah dies. If Sarah's dead, there is nobody else who's cool and shovel in the time. There's no one else who can be Mali Malcolm. There is nobody else. There's no other Choshua from Tzadikas, Erlach, a woman around the world. And I can marry anyone that has the Basis, Amidus Tivus, and my mother's going to transform, and that's great. That's fine and dandy if my mother was still alive. But once she passed away from this world, who's going to be? She's all Tzabrach, and he doesn't know what to do. Eliezer is sent on the Shlichus. And we know through the eyes of Chazal, the miracle after miracle transpired. Kvitzas Aderech, he ultimately makes a lengthy journey in a matter of no time. He comes to the well, we know the miracles in the Gemara Tainus, Avdalid, basically asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you do all the work, that's it, I'm giving you a tefillah, you do all the work. And then what happens? Chazal tells us that Rivka comes to the well, Eliezer sees the water miraculously rise to greet a Rivka, and sees that this woman is a Choshev Tzanekes, who zocha to tremendous Yavda Neshmaya, Kavaldik, miracle after miracle of Hashem, gave me Kvitzah Sederach, and he had all these miracles take place in Mosbi, and the jewelry, the Chazals, the jewelry, everything fit, everything was perfect, from beginning to end, it was all miraculous. I see clearly the hand of Hashem, I know this is the Bashar. So he's all excited. We know the rest of the story. He meets him alone in Mosul. He makes his way back. Rivka in tow, and he comes to Yitzchak Avinu. And Perach Avdal, the Pasuk Samazayim. And Pasuk reads as follows. Vayivyeh Yitzchak Ola Sar Imo. Even though Yitzchak just heard in the previous pasuk, by Yisap Revel Yitzchak as Kolad Var Masher Asa. See, he told him over what? Zakt Rashi Alpi the Mreshes Rabba. What did he tell him? All the Nisim. Gila lo Nisim Shanasa lo Shakatsa lo Aderach Shanazdan lo Rivka B'Tfilah. So that's it. He gets to the well, utters a very brief Tfilah. God just sends Rivka right away. And the waters rise up. Rashi's just summarizing the marriage. Take a look at the marriage. Fascinating. Miracle after miracle. Akvitsa Aderach. And he tells it all to Yitzchak. And still Yitzchak's not impressed. And we have to wait to the next posuk, only after Yitzchak, sorry, maybe brings her to the tent to serve his mother. He takes Rivka as a wife. The same way at the beginning of the parsha, it was the din of kicha kicha misteyem from kedushin da beis. This is the makor of all the maisik kedushin, and it's all about the patira of Sari Menu. That's the first maisik kicha. How do we close the chapter right before the close of a parsha? We get to the end of the storyline, which is the hemshach and parshas chayi Sarah. We find he found the worthy recipient of to be the Mamali Makaima of Sari Meno, the one to continue this illustrious matriarchal line. It's Rivka, and again we we encounter the same Loshon Kicha, Vayikach Hasrivka, it's a Loshon Kedush, and he takes him Atilo Leisha, Vayir Havel, Vayinachim Yitzhak, Yachreimo. Finally, now he has an Achama, and Zot Rashi, what did he see? Rashi brings only three out of the four of the Medrash. The Zohar, in fact, only brings down one. Rashi says he saw what miracles? What did he encounter? Klomar? I harehi sarimu. It's the same thing. I see the same woman. You see that Yitzhak was saying, I want to look for someone exactly like my mother. And what did he really want to see? She calls Manchasur Kayemas Hayaner Dolak Mayam Sham Sam Shabbos. The Ner was never extinguished. The Ner never went out. Zakhtav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. And in Mirta Bracha Trav Taitha Shal Shachus Mishnah Sacher and Chelik Beis. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says the Milo was that the Kedusha, the sanctity of Shabbos, ushered in Ayyadid Alokas Neiris every single hour of Shabbos. That's stayed with Sari Meir. She was holding my Madriga Shabbos all week long. There was no Havdalah. And thus he writes, Eshud, that's another time for the Minog in addition to the Magen Avraham. And Archaim Reis Hanivah B'Shem the Shlok Kodesh. Rav Yitzhak, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, has a tshuva and tshuva Sar Tzvi and Chelek Al, Kufnan Dalet, based on Revis Zalman Meltzer, a different reason why women have adopted the custom not to drink from the Kosher Havdalah. Writes, Rav Yitzhak Chaim Sonnefeld, the Torah says, Poshet, because we want to show that the women of the world are like Sarah, are like Rivka Imenu. Then there is Dolek Meir Shabbos, Meir Shabbos. We're not going to drink from the Kosher Avdola, because the women are holding by the Kedusha, the sanctity of Shabbos, all week long. There's no Maisa Avdola. That's the Milo of Ner Dolek Me'av Shabbos Ever Shabbos. Then Rashi goes weiter. Baruch HaMetzuyah Be'isa Avionon Kosher Al Oel Mishamesa Pascha. They stopped. Shabbos Rivka Chosher, they all miraculously returned. Once he sees that Rivka can bring back the same Milo Sassari Menu, only then does he love her, and only then Vayinachim does he finally attain a full-fledged Nechama. Achreimo, we close the Parsha. That is the Ikar Yisod of Chayisara. Then we go back to Avraham Avinu, and that's a whole new section of the Parsha. Briska Rav asked the Kasha. Frakti Briska Rav, Chedusha Agris, Frakti Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld in the Sefer Chochmas Chaim, Eliezer comes back. He's got the Rivka in tow. Clearly Yitzchak could be makir just by looking at the ponim. The Rivka is a tremendous tzaddikas. And then by Yisabar Evidi, here's all the nisim. Here's the Kvitzah Sederach. Now Kvitzah Sederach like that doesn't happen to you and me. And all the miracles of water miraculously rising. So obviously the Yad Hashem is involved. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was masman Rivka to be the wife. So what else does he have to hear? Yitzchak, how much more convincing do you need to know? And yet Frank the Brisker Rav, that's not what did it for Yitzchak Avinu. It wasn't enough to hear about Kvitzah Sederach, to hear about all the miracles that the Midrash elaborates upon. He can hear all the great miracles in the world. But when does he take her? Only when he finally brings her into the tent of his mother, and those same in Yonim, which Maral says in Gorari correspond to Chala Nida Alokas Aner, only when he sees that she is capable of bringing back those same three gifts, Kilu, then finally he takes her as a wife. We encounter the mention of Ava, and ultimately the sense of a Nechama Achare Ima. So the Brisker of Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, why wasn't that enough? Teretz is posh. They all write, and Rav Dessler writes a similar idea, and the new Chalik and Miltam Aliyo and Chalik Hay in page 405, he doesn't bring down the Brisker of. It's the same type of idea, and it's Meduyik and Targum Onkelos. Vayiva Yitzchak Ola Sarimo and Posik Samazayan, Onkelos reads, Vyaula Yitzchak Lamashkana. He brings her into the Mishka, brings her into the tent, Vachoza, and he sees Vasokinen Ovadoki, Ovdi Sarime. And he sees that her Maisim are just like the Maisim of Sarah's mother, and only then Mamela does he take her as a wife. Zotra of Dessler, that what impresses a Yitzchak Avinu? I want to see how the Maisim of Rivka Doma to the Maisim of a Sarimeno. It's not simply, oh, now I see a miraculous Onan, I see miraculous Baruch HaMetzuyah Be'isa. I see that her Maisim and her Mitzvahs and her Maisim Tovim are Doma to those of my mother. Mamela, that's what triggered the Zechus, that the same things my mother brought into the world, Rivka took to bring those into the world, and that's what attained the sense of a Nechama. Miracles didn't impress a Yitzchak. And you tell him all the miracles in the world. And that's not what interests and piques the curiosity of a Yitzchak. Kvitzas Aderach, Mayredik, Givaldik, I water rising up, I am Kodesh Baruch Hu Gilu, giving you Rivka right away with just a mere utterance of a Tzvilah. And you know what? You can tell me all the miracles in the world. That's not what impresses me. What's Pshat? Famous Sichos Musa Barachayim Shmolovitz Atzal. We know a Mechilta, Parshas Meshalach, Kriyas Yamsuf, Rosh, Shubchal Hayam, You're telling me that every lowly maidservant to witness that which Yechezkel, one of the greatest Nevi'im, and all the other prophets, that which they themselves were not privy to, but even the lowly Shivcha, the lowly maidservant, we can point and say, this is my God. How could she still be a Shivcha? You can be privy to such a vision, to such a giloy otzum, and you could see that which Yechezkel and other prophets did not see. If you could see such as, how could that not change you, legamri? You'll be an altogether different person. She should be called a Nevi'ah, not a Nevi'ah. At least a tzaddik is something. She must have changed her life drastically in the wake of such a vision, of such a giloy. How can you witness such an incredible miracle and it doesn't change you? You can walk out and still be a shivcha? What's pshat? Chaim Shmulevitz is famous, so it is, because it's a miracle. And miracles don't last forever. Granted, at the moment she saw the vision, wow, you know what, I'm going to change my whole life. This person's falling off of a bridge, and it's a terrible storm outside. He says, God, if you save me, I'll tell you, I will be the frumest, most elegant guy the rest of my life. And a hand comes out of Shemayim, and picks him up, brings him back on the bridge. And then he's great. Yes, thank you, Coach Book, I'm going to change my whole life. 3 days go by. Okay, maybe it was a coincidence. Okay, maybe God, it was a one-time Indian of Rachamim. Miracles don't last. She could see a vision like no other Nevi'im, and at the same time, she could still remain a Shivcha. We can have the famous Gaon, the Chaser Vav, and the word Choma, alluding to Pesal Micha. You can have people from Sheva Dan carrying an idol all through Kriyas Yamsuf. What's the shot? Because miracles are just that. They're one-time, instantaneous miracles, and they don't stay with us forever unless we act on it and incorporate the lesson and change ourselves immediately and in a very meaningful fashion. Rosh Hashiva's Atzar of Yaakov Weinberg said a similar nekuda when it came to understanding Shita Saramam, why the Rambam's Perush Mishnayos and Maseches Abbas and Parakei Mishnah Gimel Be'asor Nisyonis Asas Avram Avinu. The first one, according to the Rambam, is not Kifshan Eish, it's the Nisayin of Lech Lecha. Asks Rav Yaakov Weinberg's Atzar. So clearly Shita Saramam is, I'm not going into Midrash Chazal. You want to tell me Kivshan Eish like Rashi, like Rabbeinu Yonah? But I don't have that appearing overtly on the pages of the Chumash. That means the first Nisayin that I witness is Lech Lecha. I got introduced to Avram and Sarah at the back of the end of Parshas Noach, but now I meet up with them in the context of the first Nisayin, and it's Lech Lecha. Why isn't it Kivshan Eish? What's so impressive about Lech Lecha that on the pages of the Torah, chutz from all the Machlekes Adeus, the first Nisayan that you will meet up with Avraham Avinu is the Nisayan of Lech Lecha. Explains Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg Zatzal. And because a Kivshan Eish is something that we know people have done throughout history, even without Rechaim Voloshin's Yisod, that Avraham Avinu bought the Koch, he introduced that ability into the world. But self, we find Jews, they can even be secular, non-observant Jews, and they can throw themselves into a fiery furnace. They can give up their lives, or even Akedah Yitzchak, the lives of the children, because what happens? They have an epiphany, they have an awakening, an awareness that God is what life is all about, and when your life is on the line, everybody can rise to the occasion. Everybody has the Koch ingrained in them that yes, oh, you have an awakening, you have a moment of inspiration, I'll throw myself into the fiery furnace. I'll give up my life, I'll give up my son's life, and the Holocaust stories abound. I'll give up everything to die a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. It's beautiful, Mesiras Nefesh. And it's a Gevaldige Madrega Mesiras Nefesh. But it's a one-time event, because you had a one-time inspiration. I say, in a chami, it takes a gavaldik a koch, but it's a koch that many people could duplicate. Because it doesn't take so much energy to have a one-time feeling of, wow, I see it with utmost clarity, my life is on the line, Yiddishkeit, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is all that matters, I'll throw myself into the fire. Lech Lecha is far more difficult. The Galus of Avraham Avinu explains of Weinberg is what? Lech Lecha means you're going to live with this every second of every day for the rest of your life. I want you to leave Artzecha, Malatecha, Mebeis Avicha. No more contact, no cell phones, no emails, that's it. Say goodbye forever. And no more family, no more friends, acquaintances, your entire society, your entire upbringing, your entire culture and environment. Say goodbye to it all, leave it all behind, and now the rest of your life, no calls home, you're going to be thinking about your family and friends for the rest of your life with absolutely no contact every single second of the day. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you him the Nisayon, he didn't even tell him where he was going. Hello, it's a Shereka, that's it, I'm taking you nowhere. It's not about a Halicha right now, it's about a Yitzia. clearly the Torah is saying, besides the Chazal, the Rashi brings down, in terms of why Hashem wasn't Megala, but the pashtus is very simple, to let us know that Yisrael wasn't about, on Yisrael you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, life's going to be tough for you. It was about Ayitziah, it was about Alech Lecha, it was about leave. Leave where you are, leave everybody behind, and every single day for the rest of your life, you're really undergoing Alech Lecha every single day. That's the galus. And at the end of the day, miracles are Mardik and the Miyucha. But they don't change us forever unless we learn how to inculcate it and live with it and take the lessons and implement it into our daily activities for the rest of our lives. And that's what Chaim Shmulovitz, Tzav Yaakov Weinberg, Legabi, the Nisayin Avraham Avinu. And Lachor, it's a similar thing that's taking place by Yisro as well. Let's fast forward quickly to the beginning of Parshas Yisro. And Vayishma Yisro, Sebul Nasharasa, Vachulei Moshe Rabbeinu, tells him everything that happened. And the first Rashi is, Mashmu Hashem Vabo, granted Vayishma, but what's bothering Chazal? Mashmu Hashem Vabo. What did he hear that got him to come? So what does Rashi say? Now, Lamaisa, we have a Machlaikis and Zvachim Kufta Zayin Abed Aleph. Is it Kriyas Yamsef according to Rabbi Eliezer? Is it Machamas Amalek according to Rabbi Yeshua? Well, Lazar Amadoi says it was Matan Torah. Rashi leaves a Matan Torah there, the Mizrahi, says, come and deal with the Kasha. Why Rashi left out, Shitas Rashi Pasha says that Yisro was called a Matan Torah. So Matan Torah, that third Shita, he drops out, but he mixes the other two Shitas. As the Sisei Chum and all the Mefarshi Rashi explain, Rashi understands, Eilu Veilu Delekim Chai. So what got a Yisro? Now, he heard about everything. He heard about the mom, he heard about the bear. Rashi even brings them at the end of the same pasuk. When Moshe tells his father-in-law, Eskola Tala, everything that transpired, all the travails and all the nisyonos, he tells him, Zardashi, about the mon, about the bear, and Amalek. You have to know what Amalek means over there. It's not Machamas Amalek, but I'll call upon it. That's not what got him to come. So what is Rashi telling us? You know what got him to come? The one-time miracles. What's the common denominator, the common thread? Kriyas Yamsuf, Mochamas Amolek, and you want to throw in Rolozer Amadoi Matan Tairo, what are they that Tzana Shav is? Kriyas Yamsuf was a one-time miracle. Mochamas Amolek, you overcame Amolek, beautiful. And Matan Tairo was a one-time grand revelation. Greatest revelation in history, but it was a one-time event. It was an isolated, independent event. What got a Yeshua? What would get anybody else? Mashmur Shav, well, he heard everything. But even a miracle like the bear, a miracle like the Anonia covered, a miracle like the Mon, are these any less miraculous? I'm seeing food fall down from heavens above. It's Lechem Shemalachi Hashareis Ochlimbov. Whatever tastes in the world I want it to take, it's going to have. And the same thing the Chidah brings in the name of the Tzemach David by the Be'er, whatever taste he wanted the drink to have. And Ananiah Kovet, how many miracles do we have associated with Ananiah Kovet? And yet Yisro could hear about everything, and he did hear about everything. He hears about miracles like the Mon, like Be'er, like Ananiah Kovet, and they don't impress him. What impresses him? What would impress any Ger? How many stories do we know of Balei Tshuva, of Gerim? Now what gets them? A one-time awakening, an epiphany, a one-time moment of inspiration. Oh, they almost fell, they almost got into this accident, God came and saved their life, or they witnessed this event, and it's nothing liganai, it's not against, it doesn't diminish from their galus. But what gets people? One-time events. What did he hear? He heard about one-time unbelievable miracles. And that means that what? If you hear about the mon falling, one day the mon fell. Another covenant, a one-time event. Be'er, granted the miraculous. But what happens? You get into mitzvah sanashma lamoda. It gets a little monotonous. Yeah, the mon's pretty impressive, but this is now the food. It's understood. Food falls from heavens above. Out of there, that just happens to be a rock that just miraculously moves with you wherever you go. And you have these ananya covenant, and your clothes just happen to grow with you. And you never have to wash your clothing. And you never have to change your clothing. And arrows shot from the enemies just get swallowed up by the clouds. And all the snakes and scorpions get destroyed. And all the mountains get leveled. But you know what? When you live with it on a day-to-day basis, and it's every single day, every day you're watching the mountains fall apart, you're watching the snakes and scorpions get killed, you're watching your clothes go ragged, what, it becomes second nature. That's mitzvah, that's life. Life is mon, be'er, and amalek, and you lose the godliness of what they're all about. Avani Yisro heard about it, but what did he hear? Yeah, ever since the Jews left Mitzrayim, so they get a mon, they get a amalek, big deal. Get an ananya covered, that's not what impresses me. How about a one-time event? God is interceding on the Jews' behalf. And you're seeing a miraculous intervention on a grand, metaphysical, miraculous level. Oh, that's going to get him. That's the Tzana Shoveh. Kriyas Yamsuf Matan Torah and Nitzachon over Amalek are one-time isolated events that are miraculous in their own right. But Lachara, not so much more miraculous than Amon, than a bear, and then an ananya covered. But that's what gets him to come to Yiddishkeit. That's the Galmus of Avraham Avinu, specifically Aliba Shitas Arambam. He jumped into a fiery furnace. You know what? That's great. It's Gevaldik. He had an inspiration, a moment. They had an inspiration. People could do it. The Galmus isn't his son of Alech Lecha. Day in and day out to live with this for the rest of your life. Kriyas Yamsuf, she still remained a Shivcha because she didn't take it. She didn't live with it. She can remain a Shivcha because she got to an amazing Madrega, and if you don't act on it immediately and imbue it into every fiber of your being, then you're going to remain the same person as before. So granted, these are great miracles of a Brocha Metsuya Be'isa, of an Anan hovering above the tent, of Ner Dolik Me'Avshamsa, the candle never goes out. These are miracles. Yeah, they're miracles, but you know what? They're day-to-day miracles. The day-to-day miracles that only stay with a person if you're living a life of tzidkus. That means your ner never goes out. Look what it shows. Your ner is dolek me'am Shabbos, have Shabbos, you're holding my Kedusha Shabbos all week long. Brocha mitzuya b'isa mitzad gashmi. All the bases are covered. Anan are covered, the Shechina is always with you. What does a Yitzchak want to hear about? Do you think he wants to hear about one-time miracles? A one-time Kvitzah Sederach, a one-time Tefillah, a one-time water rising up. You know what? Maybe there was some type of Schus. Maybe it was Meschus Avraham, Meschus and Eliezer. Maybe it was the Miuchadig Tefillah. You can have a good Tefillah, and you can have cases in a Chanami of $1 million coming out of a window and landing in your wallet. A Talmud, Rosh Shlomo Freifeld, told me over a story that he said Rosh Shlomo Freifeld always used to drive on the highway with his window open. And he said, Rabbi, why is your window always open? He says, just in case there happens to be a Brinks or some type of, carrying the money. All these people carrying the money from bank to bank. And maybe they're going to be driving on the Van Wick on the belt. And they're going to be right alongside me. And you never know, maybe a bag of money is going to fall out of the truck. Out of the Brinks, I'm going to fall into the window. But if my window's closed, I'm not allowing the opportunity. You never know, sometimes the money can just fly in. How many stories do we hear? I'm sure you've all read stories, Gadol, this and that, the lottery tickets, this and that. They happen to find $1 million here, happen to find $10,000 here. Amazing stories. There's a famous story of a person in a hotel. He hid in a hotel in Tel Aviv, and he went and found the briefcase hiding behind a planter. And it turns out the briefcase had $100,000 in it. And it turns out part of the whole story was that he wanted to do Hashem Sevedo, even though he wasn't a Chuyiv. And it was a whole story about a person who had bought in $100,000 cash for a business deal in that hotel. And he had a meeting, and then there was a siren that went off, and it was a bomb scare. And in the bomb scare, you're not thinking right away, you got to run out of the building. You can't take anything with you. And he figured since he had no time to run out, and it was a bomb scare, he hid it, and he said, I'll come back for it. And then, next thing you know, this guy was there, and he happens to find it. Amazing story. But yeah, people, they'll find $100,000, they'll find $1 million. Miracles happen. And you know what? People could get inspired, and then it doesn't last. They spend the money, and then it's over and done with. And the Galus of Yitzchak was, I don't want to hear about the one-time miracles. I don't want to hear about water rising up. You know what that means? She was special. Maybe she was special for a day. Maybe you davened your heart out, Eliezer. Maybe Rivka davened her heart out. And God sent her $1 million. And he had the water rise up. And he had the kvitzah sederach. And it's gavaldik. And it's a one-time event. But you know what? Maybe the shivcha still remained a shivcha. Maybe the daughter of Elovan, of the brother, the sister of Elovan, and the daughter of Besuel, at the end of the day, after the miracle, she didn't see the Yad Hashem. She didn't change her life because of it. And maybe she still remained the daughter of a Besuel and the sister of a lover. What do I want to hear about? I want to bring her into the tent. I want to see, like Uncle says, I want to see her meisim. What's the Gilai Milsa? If she is a tzedekah who always is engaged and engrossed in meisim tovim and in mitzvahs, then the same way Sarimena bought what? The day after day miracles. That the Shina is always here. There's always a bracha, mitzuya, and the isa. And the sanctity of Shabbos is always here. If she is a worthy successor to Sari Meno, then the same miracles, granted the miracles. So what's the Terence of the Brisker Rav? Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonifal, the Rudessa, Milton Eliyahu. The Terence, I don't want miracles. But this is miracles. You're right, it's miracles. But just like the Mon, the Aaron, and the Kovah, they were miraculous. But what shows the Galus of Klai Yisrael is what? The Kriyas Yamsuf. We don't find out that was B'schus Moshe Rabbeinu. We find an involvement of Yosef Atzadik, Nashim Ben Aminodov, and Kriyas Machamas Amalek. But we don't find it was b'schus any one person. What do Moshe and Aaron and Miriam bring to the world? They bring the day-to-day miracles. Because the Gimel Parnasim Tovim, the Gimel Tzadikim who led the door and their trek in the desert, they were people who were Tzadikim, who were cool and sharp on the Tovah. Beginning to end, they could bring with us miracles that come beginning to end. That's what Yitzchak wants to see. Can she bring in those miracles that are day in and day out? Miracles that stay with us, just like they stayed with Sarah Imenu. That's what impresses me. I want to know a life where the Shekhinah is always here. Can she live with that and be the successor to Sarah Imenu? That's what's going to tell me that the miracles that preach us a derech v'chulei, it wasn't just a one-time event. This is a woman who lives with the Shekhinah. This is a woman who lives with gevaldige zechuyos and gevaldige ma'asim tovim. That's the woman I want to marry. So ultimately we make our way to the end of the pasuk, and the first person on the page of the Chumash, as the Rambam writes in Mar Nevuchim, who is loved by somebody else, al yidei, a father's love, which is an unconditional love, which is what? Kachnes bilchas yechircha shahavto. That's the first mention of Ava that we witness on the pages of the Chumash. So like the Rambam, the first person that's loved unconditionally. A father loves his child without any conditions. It's not an Ava Shatui Vidavar. That's the first mention of Ava. The first person that's loved by another on the page of the Chumash is ultimately the first person to love another human being. He takes that Ava, which is unconditional Ava, and he channels it now into what? Vayehaved. The first time we meet up with a man loving a woman is Chav Dalet Samach Zayin of Parshas Chayisaro. The first person who is loved on the pages of the Chumash can now channel and direct their love to his wife. But what does that mean? It's an Ava She'ina Tuli B'Dover. I don't want to tell you on miracles. I want to tell you on nothing else but her midos, her mitzvah, some awesome type that tells me that I can live with it. That's the galus. Not the person who went to Eretz Yisrael and the person the shirbach was turned on and he's on a high machuli, it's gavaldik. But the chiddush is, can you live with it day in and day out? You know what it means to be a masman, not the guy in yeshiva who's learning 12, 14, 15 hours a day and it comes bein asmanim and it comes summertime and he doesn't crack open a sefer. A masman is out of Yisrael Salato Loshen Tamid. The Karmen Tamid is bought every day of the year, day in and day out. It wasn't such an exciting carbon. It wasn't, let's go out and do something special. It was the same Talmud Shoshachar and the same Talmud Shobayin Abayim, day in and day out. That's the test of life. That's a masmin. The guy who says, no matter what mood I'm in, no matter whether life is good, whether life is bad, no matter what he's saying I'm going through, whether it's man, whether it's bein asman, whether it's the summertime, whether it's the wintertime, whether the weather is good or bad, whether I had a bad week, it doesn't make a difference. I always crack open a sefer. I'm the carbon Talmud. That's what it means to be a yid. It means to live with a lach. It means to live with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, not just when times are good, not just on the miracles. It means the day in and day out, even when you're not in the best mood. As Rav Volba writes in Ali Shorim, what this will conclude, if a person's attitude is, I learn when I'm in the mood for it, when I'm excited, geshmak, yes, and then you have a great cheer, you have an excitement, you have a great charus hashav, and that day, okay, God, today I had a great davening. Today I had a great learning. Today I'm going to do mitzvahs, and I'm going to not do any avers. Today I'm going to, everything's, that's not the test of life. The test of life is, when life is not so great, can you still daven like you daven when life is great? Can you still learn? Learning is, Amein Torah Ein Chaim. This is the life. Kehim Chanim Aruchimenu. Even when you're not in the best of moods, even when you didn't have, God give you the great, most miraculous day, but it's Loshem Karmen Tamen. That's what it means to be an Erlecha Yid. To live with a Lech Lecha every single second, every day of my life. You'll be living with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'll be living this Torah even when times are good and times are bad. I'm mamamish making myself a karmen tamid. That's a masmid, karmen tamid, day in and day out. Whatever life throws our way, we're always going to make sure to get up in the morning, to put in our koches for davening, to put in our koches for learning. Always make sure that not a day goes by without learning, without avodas Hashem. That's a lech lecha. That's what it means to be a haylech. That's what it means to follow in the paths of an Avram and a Yitzchak and a Sarah and a Rivka, to go in and say, I want to live with the Shekhinah every day of my life. There's no time off. God, let me take a break, etc. Wherever we go, we're on vacation, we're in the summertime, we take God with us. And we grow with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we live with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if we see it in the flow of Sabori, we see it from the Sefer, we see it from a good davening, they're always constant opportunities to see our Kodesh Baruch Hu with us in every single opportunity, every single day of our lives. That's the schus we should be zeichet to, and emut Hashem, with all the shtalas we put in, we should bring a Yeshua to everyone in Klai Yisrael needs a Yeshua, so that everyone could be involved in davening and learning in avodas Hashem to the best of their ability. Yishkoyach again for coming. We'll see everybody emut Hashem December 3rd with Chaim David, and let's stay emut Hashem for a couple more zmiras and an aliyah to enjoy the cool and shavu on the Torah parshas Chayisara, gavaldige nacht and a gavaldige shabbos.